This episode is brought to you in part by Wholehearted Love, a new book by Caleb and Stephanie Rouse. Overcome the barriers that hold you back in your relationships with God and with others, and delight in feeling safe, seen, and loved with Wholehearted Love. For more information, go to Tyndale.com.
Welcome to day 8 of 21 Days of Gratitude here on the Grace Enough podcast. I am your host, Amber Cullum, and today we are going to spend some time thanking God for answered prayer, drawing from the example of Daniel. We live in a fast-paced world where we're often focused on what we lack or what we want. It's easy to forget the importance of pausing and giving thanks to God for prayers He's answered. Gratitude is a way of acknowledging that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are actively involved in our lives. It's a reminder that we are not alone and our prayers are heard. A little historical background on Daniel. At this point, Israel was split into the northern and southern kingdoms. The southern kingdom was called Judah and was made up of the tribes of Judah and Benjamin. They had been taken captive by King Nebuchadnezzar and exiled to Babylonia. In other words, they were driven from their homeland and forced to live in the country of Babylon. Daniel was one of the Jewish men King Nebuchadnezzar brought into his palace with the plan to educate and train him in the ways of the Chaldeans. Chaldeans is just another word for Babylonians. But we read in Daniel 1:8 that Daniel resolved that he would not defile himself with the king's food or the wine that he drank. And as the story progresses, we see Daniel's resolve was strong. And we also see in verses 120, King Nebuchadnezzar says that he found every matter of wisdom and understanding that he inquired of them, them being Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, to be better than all the magicians and enchanters of all the Chaldeans. Throughout the book of Daniel, we see him as a man of prayer and unwavering faith. He had rhythms in place that kept him grounded and in constant communion with God, his Father. For example, in Daniel 6:10, he went to his house, he got down on his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks to God as he had done previously. And this was after a document had been signed stating, if anyone who petitioned any god except King Darius, see at this point he has been in Babylon long enough, the kingship has shifted from Nebuchadnezzar to Darius, and this document stated that if anyone petitioned any god except King Darius, they would be thrown into the lion's den. And it's a popular story, so we all know he was thrown into the lion's den, and he was protected by God, and that protection resulted in King Darius making a decree to all the people, saying, fear and tremble before the God of Daniel. That's in verse 625. Friends, here's the power of thanking God for answered prayer. What did Daniel do when he realized he was unharmed? He offered King Darius an explanation of how God had shut the lions' mouths, which is a prayer of thanksgiving and a testimony of God's nearness to Daniel. In chapter 6, verse 22, Daniel says to King Darius, my God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths, and they have not harmed me, because I was found blameless before him, and also before you, O king, I have done no harm. Do you think Daniel's first response would have been to give God thanks for protecting him if he had not been in a habit of getting on his knees 3 times a day, talking to and thanking God? Nathaniel's gratitude was not only a response to God's intervention, but also an expression of his consistent communion with God through prayer and thanksgiving. A few key takeaways from this interaction. First, when we thank God and Jesus and Holy Spirit for answered prayer, we are acknowledging their presence in our lives and their activity on our behalf. It's a delightful way to strengthen our relationship with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Second, gratitude is contagious. Daniel's act of thanksgiving didn't go unnoticed. King Darius witnessed Daniel's acknowledgement of God's intervention and praised the God of Daniel. Our gratitude to God can be a powerful witness to those around us. And lastly, gratitude shifts our perspective. In the midst of difficult circumstances, it's easy to become overwhelmed by fear and doubt. And listen, the world is promoting that. Yet gratitude shifts our focus from fear and doubt to the one who can solve the issue, to the one who is with us always to the very end of the age. It reorients our mind to see God's hand at work in all things. So how do we apply these lessons? Well, the first thing is we can make gratitude and prayer a daily practice in our lives. Take time to thank God for answered prayer, big and small, for the tiny delights in our day, for his character, for answered prayer, for sometimes unanswered prayer, for the way we see wonderful works of the Lord, even in the midst of hard circumstances. We can also share our gratitude. Your sharing of the goodness of God may lead them to see or at least be curious about his goodness and presence. And we can practice changing our perspective. When facing challenging circumstances, when your thoughts are critical or overly negative, when you're experiencing fear, stop and thank God for 3 to 5 things. My counselor, she has this practice where she actually has me envision a stop sign. And she has me trace with my finger in the air the shape of a stop sign. While I am going through this critical thought pattern that I have, stopping it in its tracks and reorienting my mind towards what is true. And so I do that a lot of times, also thanking God for something right in the moment that I can give him thanks for. So as we close out, spend some time reflecting on prayers you've witnessed God answer. Everything from financial provision to friendship to healing from illness to finding your lost keys to nearness in the midst of loss. If you haven't had the opportunity to download the free 4-week gratitude practice, you can find that at graceenoughpodcast.com/free-gratitude-practice. I look forward to being with you tomorrow for day 9 on the Grace Enough Podcast, 21 Days of Gratitude.